1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Better believe, go on down to Ted's in Beverly Hills Steakhouse. You get yourself a Ted, go to the baked potato tree, and pick yourself one that's hot and smoldering.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
Ted Bell joins us. We have the Ted Bell Newsmaker Question of the Day. And how are you, Ted?
Bill, I'm doing very well.
And I understand we want to talk a little bit about... Marcy, you guys had the baby. It seems to me that it was yesterday, but how long has it been now?
Bill, it's 2 years. 2 years on Saturday.
2 years, the baby, Victoria, right?
Victoria is 2 years old and she's talking.
You know, I love that name, man, by the way. I think that's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Every time I hear the name Victoria, I think of a big, like a tall, blonde chick, you know?
Well, she's... her mother is tall, and her mother is blonde, but thank you. It's a lovely name. It's, you know, Marcy's sister died just before the baby was born, and Marcy wanted to, you know, give the baby her sister's name, and so...
And I was sorry to hear that.
Thank you. But she's a joy, Phil, and I wanted to tell you a little something about Vicky and Marcy and a situation going on at our house, and then we'll lead into the Ted Bell Newsmaker Question of the Day. We hired a woman for a few days a week to help Marcy with a baby.
And the baby's just turned two, right?
She just turned two. And we have this lady who watches Victoria maybe 3 days a week, you know, and off and on, while Marcy's either with a client or sometimes she's doing some work at her mother's house. And last week I got home, and I was playing with a baby, and you know how you'll say, okay, let's go now, let's, you know, say goodbye, or something like that. And Vicky says adios, all right?
She's hearing that from your nanny?
Well, she's picking it up from the nanny, and she asked... For instance, I'll give you an example. She asks for water, or if I say, do you want to get a drink of water, she'll say, I want agua. Okay, so you're following me, right?
Yeah. So she's...
And then, one of the other words she's got is vamanos. Or Marcy will say, come on, vamanos, which is, you know, let's go. And I sort of looked at Marcy when she said that. So my issue is, and because here's the issue. At work... Because of the people who staff my kitchen or some of the fellows that park the cars or are bussing the tables, I hear them speaking Spanish, and that's the reality of the workplace, especially if you live in Los Angeles. For your listeners elsewhere in the country, you cannot go through a business day in the city of Los Angeles without hearing Spanish anymore. It's everywhere.
Exactly.
And when you are at work, you expect to hear them chattering away in Spanish. It's an interesting language. If you listen to Spanish, you don't... I find myself asking, how can anyone understand that? You know, because it's all run together, but that's the language. And I can't stop people from speaking Spanish at the workplace. Because, as the old saying goes, Phil, if you forgive my language, it's like a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. You know, you're not going to win. And it's just that in my own home, I don't have to listen to it. In my own home, when I come home and I have this gal that Marcy hired, and she got her, said she has good recommendations.
All right, I was going to say, is this lady a good worker? Is she someone who has good references? Does she speak English?
Oh, yes, she speaks English, yeah. And she has all of the references and everything. But you don't want to get lulled by that. The issue here is I have an infant or baby daughter who is now speaking to me. And when I come home into my own home, and the child is being told to speak Spanish by this woman, and the Ted Bell Newsmaker Question of the Day, Phil, just so you know, is, don't you think that when your own child is being told to speak Spanish by a nanny, we've crossed some kind of cultural line? And don't you feel as if your spouse should back you up?
All right, are you having a problem? Well, first, I'm not going to answer your question because I know it's meant... rhetorically, but are you right now having a problem with your wife on this?
Well, she's not. She said to me that I was going to make a fool out of myself if I talked about this on the air, and I said, you know what, you watch me. Because Marcy does not, you know, she's not one for the media. And she said, well, you're going to go on Phil's show tonight, you're going to make a fool of yourself. I said, just take a seat, relax, and watch. Watch the master at work. And I told my wife that I want this woman to stop speaking Spanish around the kid, or at least to get someone else. And she, of course, she almost blew a gasket. And
really?
Oh, yeah. She was. You know, where are we going to get someone who's available? What's your problem with her teaching Spanish for the baby? And I said to her, you know, you really ought to look at yourself in a mirror, because you look stupid going on about this woman while she's just going to go ahead and tell my kid to speak Spanish.
All right. Your wife's point is probably they're just words, like adios, vamanos.
No, you got to listen to me. I have to listen to it at work, when I'm at work. Now it's in my house. Now, how many women and men out there, when they hire a Spanish-speaking person, how many people understand what they are? That these are people who are in their home speaking Spanish at their kids. Now you come home, and your child is standing there. And suddenly you're getting adios and, you know, buenas noches, and that's fine. But I'm in my home. You understand? I'm in the place.
Then why don't you tell the lady not to speak Spanish around the kid?
Really? Let me tell you something. You've got the ACLU ready to crawl right up your you-know-what. If you so much as bat an eyelash the wrong way at some of these people, you have got the civil rights this and the civil rights that, and not to mention this immigration thing that's going on. You see what I'm saying? So this is the Ted Bell newsmaker question of the day. When is it going to stop? I got no problem, Phil, with bilingualism. I've got no problem.
Well, it sounds a little bit like there's a it sounds a little bit like.
No, I don't have a problem with it at all. I work with Spanish-speaking people. All right? But I get home at night, and my infant daughter, who I love her so much, I would kill for her. I'd kill for her. In other words, if my infant daughter said, "Daddy, go kill that man," I'd do that sooner than I would teach her to say, "Hey, Daddy, adios." See what I'm saying?
Why?
Because I got to hear it day in and day. Look it. Do you hear what's going on in the background right now, Phil? That's the kitchen. You hear it?
Yeah.
Spanish. That's Spanish. Fine. Great. I'm told that they have a right. Now I come home, and a little baby girl who I worship the ground she walks on, I made her along with her mother. She looks up at me and she says, whatever the hell she says, agua. And I want to forget it. Roll a commercial.
What?
Just roll a commercial.
You all right?
No.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
All right, this is a portion of the Phil Henry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back in a second.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
And hold on, hold on.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, making pot brownies. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show is back.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
And this portion of the Phil Henry Show brought to you by... This portion of the Phil Henry Show brought to you by... Hello, 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 hello.
Wow.
Sorry. This portion... Let me try that again. Let me try that again. Wow, that's a trip. Teddy there?
I'm right here, Phil. I heard what sounded like an echo chamber there, but...
Yeah, if I hit this switch... Yeah, I found a new effect. Look at that. All right, anyway, Ted Bell joins us from Ted's of Beverly Hills to talk about the this lady that you hired as a nanny, or your wife hired her?
Yeah, my wife hired her, and that you know, right there is, that's the rub, because when it comes to babies, you know, the wife has the primary care, I guess you'd say it, and she's going to hire who she wants to hire. And I said to my wife, I don't mind who you hire. I've got nothing against, Phil, Spanish-speaking people. As I have noted already, I hire them in my restaurant. Why do I have to come home and listen to my daughter say adios and vamanos?
Well, kids learn Spanish in school, okay?
Yes, they learn Spanish in school when they get to school. I have an infant daughter. And
have you talked to this nanny? So, in other words, you don't want to talk to the nanny about not speaking Spanish because you're afraid of the implications that she might go to the ACLU or something like that?
Well, I don't know what she's going to do. All I'm trying to say, and it's part of the Ted Bell Newsmaker question of the day, is all day long I'm listening to this chitter chat, and I come home and there's my kid looking at me, and is talking Spanish, and this is what happens. And this is when you hire a lot of folks who speak Spanish. Now your kids pick it up. Now they start speaking it. Nothing wrong with that. I just like to be greeted at home by my daughter in English. And it's particularly depressing. I don't know. Maybe I'm making a big deal.
I think you're making a big deal out of it. Yeah. I think.
Well, I just wonder, where can you go to get away from it? That's all I'm asking. Where does a man go in the city of Los Angeles to get away from the reality that there is English is a dying language, that English is, people don't want to speak that. They want to make it about Spanish.
Look, your daughter speaks English to you, doesn't she?
I don't know. I mean, I hear agua, vamanos.
Well, she does. Does she say daddy?
Yes, she says daddy.
Does she say I love you, things like that?
Yes, she does. But most kids say everything in English. She says I love you in English, but water has got to be agua. All right? And you know, when do they start asking for Spanish food? When do they start asking for that? See, these are the things that I worry about, and I know I'm probably making a big deal out of it. But the Ted Bell Newsmaker...
Well, what is the Ted Bell Newsmaker question, man? It's been a half hour now.
The Ted Bell Newsmaker question is, I'm sick of it. That's the Ted Bell Newsmaker question.
The Ted Bell Newsmaker question is, I'm sick of it, okay? And
yeah, I want my kid to speak English, and the next nanny that we hire doesn't talk Mexican around it. My kid... Excuse me, Phil.
You all right?
I got to get a drink. My kid, when it gets to school, it'll learn Spanish. It'll learn whatever they teach it. But for now, it speaks English.
You know, for a guy that works around a lot of Spanish-speaking people, you got a real... There's a lot of anger there, isn't there?
Well, there's a lot of anger because I, you know, as it is right now, I got to learn how to speak Spanish myself to hire these guys. And, you know, you ask me, well, why would you hire them? I'll tell you why I hire them. Because if I charge $3,000 a steak, nobody's going to eat here. And I would have to charge, if I hired a white man to do the work that a Mexican does, I'd have to charge $600 for a glass of water.
Bull crap.
I'm telling you. Close to it. That's what's killing business in America more than anything else. Because these white men, I hire a white guy to work in my restaurant and do the same job that an illegal immigrant does. And I'm telling you, a thin, thin New York strip steak, you'd have to bring in a bag of gold doubloons. So I hire the illegal immigrant. And all I ask is that when I leave the kitchen and I go home to my little baby daughter, that she doesn't look up at me and with the whole, the whole bit, Yo Quiero Taco Bell bit.
Well, it looks to me like you got to fire a nanny.
I can't. She'll run to the ACLU.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Teresa, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I was calling in because I don't quite understand why he is so angry because, first of all,
I'm angry. I hear it all day long.
If your daughter grows up speaking both languages, that's one thing. I mean, one, she's going to be more marketable. You are living in the Los Angeles area. And so in that sense, it's going to be good for her.
Right.
The second
but right
thing
now,
is,
she's only 2 years old.
Okay, but let me ask
we
you
don't
a question.
Have to get her into a career
predominantly,
yet. We don't have to get her into a career.
Is she predominantly speaking
hold on.
Spanish?
I'm talking about my daughter now. Hold on.
Right, and that's what I'm asking
right.
about. Is she predominantly
I'm telling
speaking
you about
Spanish?
My daughter. I'm telling you about her. She's two.
Right.
Which means we don't have to get her into a high-powered career just yet. We allow her to be a child.
I understand. Right. I have a young son myself.
All right,
but
so you're
right
not
now,
thinking about your son being the CEO of Brooks Brothers just yet. You're just letting your son be a child, right? And
absolutely.
I want my son or my daughter or whatever it is, I want it to be able to be a kid.
Well, what's wrong with a kid
right.
saying vamanos
so
or
is
adios?
She all, is she
every, because the Mexican
hours a
that
day
we hire,
around the nanny?
No, but the nanny's here 3 days a week.
Okay, so the rest of the time she's around Spanish speakers?
No, she's not. She's around
right.
English speakers.
So as you know, as a father, that her language acquisition is the predominant language, which
really?
Is English.
And how come she's always saying agua and vamanos and all of that then?
Because those are, how many words is she speaking of
she's
Spanish?
She's saying things like buenas noches, buenos dias, vamanos, agua.
But if you compare that to the amount of English that she's speaking, do you really think that
the
that's
first
taking
thing out
over
of her mouth
her language?
At night, when the first thing out of her mouth when I come through the door ought to be, hello, Daddy, not buenas tardes or something like that, see?
So then if you have such an issue,
and then she'll say, for instance, look, Daddy, the luna instead of the moon.
Okay.
And it makes me angry.
I understand that.
And, yeah, I know you understand
me,
it. I get it. But you're not
going to
talk me out of it either, okay?
You know what? I'm not trying to talk you out of it. My point
are you a
is
teacher?
That
are you a teacher?
Actually, I'm a high school counselor.
A high school counselor?
Yes. I was a teacher before I became a counselor.
Well,
so
I did
my
was
question,
ask you a question
is this. My question is this, is that if you don't like the nanny speaking Spanish, is she illegal?
She's going to run to the ACLU.
Is she illegal?
And the next thing you know, whether she's legal or illegal, the ACLU is going to be all over me like white on rice.
Sir,
and I don't need
even
it.
With the immigration problem that's going on right now, even if she was to go to the ACLU, she is
you're
a
high school
immigrant.
Counselor, ma'am. You're a little bit out of your league, but I would say
absolutely not.
I
deal
I
with illegal immigrants every single day in my school.
But why are they in your
tell
Why are they in your school? Why are they in your school if they're illegal?
Because of the state that we live in. We allow them to come
all right,
the
Teresa,
school.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Ted Bell about Spanish-speaking immigrants, and not just Spanish-speaking immigrants, but your daughter, who is speaking Spanish, La Luna, and all of this other stuff. I suggest you fire the nanny and let the ACLU come after you. You know?
Oh, is that right? So I've got a restaurant, Ted's of Beverly Hills, and my name is on the front page of every crime sheet.
And what do you mean crime sheet?
They got a crime beat, don't they? And they're going to have a guy come out with a fedora and a press ticket, and they'll be looking for a body. I don't need that. What I'm trying to do right now is survive from one day to the next. I'm trying to eke out a living one day to the next. The guy comes in. I say, park the cars, and they're speaking Spanish. Great. I come home. There's my baby. Talking like it's a, you know, I don't know. Talking like it's Sempre Domingo on Channel 24.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Ted Bell with us and his kid. When it grows up, he wants it to learn English. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686.
Basic training rolls right off my knife.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You all right?
No.
This portion of the Phil Hendry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Here at Ted's, wanna put our meat in your...
And that beep brought to you by...
Look, I know that you're upset, Ted.
Well, I'm not articulating the problem properly. I understand that.
No, you're not, because if you're saying...
But you need to realize... What's going on here? You've got nannies coming in here, spending time with kids, Next thing you know, it's all coming out Spanish. Okay, so the Ted Bell newsmaker question is...
Well, you are so, I think, emotionally distraught over this, you can't formulate a Ted Bell newsmaker question. And
why do you say that?
Because when I asked you what it was last half hour, you said, the Ted Bell newsmaker question is, I'm sick of it. Which is not exactly a question.
Well, all right, let me pose it as a question. How much of this crap...
How much of this crap...
Never mind. Because you're right, it is coming out angry.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me get... Dana, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Go ahead, ma'am, you're on the air.
Hi, I would just like to say that his wife is right, and he is making a fool out of himself.
My wife's right because she's female?
No, because she said she told you you were going to make a fool out of yourself, and you are. It's kind of sad. And, you know,
Wait. What do you mean I'm making a fool?
You're making a fool out of yourself.
How am I making a fool when I want my daughter, my baby daughter, 2 years of age, my beautiful little girl, to say, welcome home, father, instead of buenas noches, and you don't get it, huh?
Why don't you say buenas noches and hello to you, honey? Why don't you?
Because I'm around it. Because, ma'am.
Well,
ma'am,
what
I don't. Ma'am, I work at a restaurant. I hear it all day long. I hear it all day long.
Yeah, but the consequences of what you're teaching your daughter are going to come out far worse when she's an 18-year-old bigot.
What are you talking about? What I'm teaching my daughter?
Speaking.
Okay, I tell you what. Do you want me to change my? Should I wear a poncho? I guess.
Well,
I
that's just.
Well, no, that's what you're suggesting. That's exactly what you're suggesting.
I'm suggesting you wear a poncho.
You are suggesting that I greet my daughter in the evening in a full cultural, well, buenas noches to you, too. You want me to wear...
If she spoke to you in Italian, would it still be the same? Would you still feel the same way if she spoke to you in Italian?
Let me ask you this, ma'am. What would make you happy if I painted my face brown?
Well, that's just stupid.
I'm either racist or I'm stupid. I mean, I'm trying to make you happy, so I brown up my face, I put on a poncho.
I don't want you to make me happy. What I want you to do is teach your daughter the differences.
Right.
Explain to her, say, honey, daddy speaks English, and say, I love you, and you speak English to me, and if you learn new words, that's great, but speak English to daddy.
Well, ma'am, if you live in California, if you live in California, I don't know where you live, but if you live in California...
I live in Phoenix, and believe me, it's the same way. But
it's not quite the same in Phoenix because you have an Indian situation there.
What do you mean they got an Indian situation?
I've been here a long time, haven't seen maybe a handful.
What this lady would like me to do, Phil, is to drive around in a pickup truck with rakes in the back.
With what on the back?
Well, you want me to drive around like I'm a gardener.
No!
Isn't that what you're...
Where do you get that, Ted, that she wants you to drive around like a gardener?
In other words, what she's telling me is, I need to change my entire home, and in the home of an American. Now I gotta speak Spanish to my daughter, drive around in a truck with a leaf blower in the back. You know what I'm saying?
Did you listen to a word I said?
Of course I did.
I said, your daughter to speak English to you. But don't make her afraid to speak Spanish. Let her know it's okay, but daddy prefers she speaks English. Don't make it wrong for her so she's afraid to learn something new. Let her be cultural. Let her get out into the world and find out that there's more than just the town of Beverly Hills. It's okay.
Ma'am, you know, I know you mean well, but it's talk like that that leads us to, you know, I'm going to feel guilty. Pretty soon the ACLU will want me to rip out my central heating, and I got to put in a mud oven, and I got to have an adobe hut, you know, because that's what's going on. You can laugh at it.
It's strange.
Yes, it's strange. You better believe it. Of course it's strange. I mean, I used to live in a place called America. 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 Now, I got a nanny, and my kid starts yapping, Spanish. And why don't I just put on a sombrero, get off a horse, you know, sling my Winchester rifle into its sheath and stride it.
Who asked you to put on a sombrero? See, you're putting your...
No, ma'am, no. I know you didn't say
bus.
That.
Ted, if I could interrupt.
Go ahead.
You are, I think there's a term for it. You are you're going to the extreme here.
Oh, is that the term for it? I'm going to the extreme? Look, Phil, do you work around...
You know, don't be sarcastic, man. The lady here and I think we're both being very patient.
Wait a minute. Am I the idiot? I own a business. I'm Ted Bell. The lady has never heard of me. Have you heard of me, man?
No, I have not. Ever heard of you.
Jesus. In any event, I work around Spanish-speaking busboys, cooks, people who park cars, some of the waitresses, some of the guys that drive the limousines that bring the clients here, and, increasingly more frustrating, many of the actors and movie stars that come here are now yapping away in that language. And Sonia Braga, you know Sonia Braga, the beautiful South American actress, gorgeous actress, great actress. She's yapping away in Spanish in the back booth. What am I going to do? Am I going to go up and say, Ms. Braga, would you please shut that pig Latin off for one night?
Pig Latin? Wow.
Could I ask a question?
Well, I didn't say.
Is that what you said to her?
No, but is that what you want me to say?
Are you afraid that you're not going to understand them? I mean, is it more of your fear than it is hatred? Are you kind of like fearful of
hatred.
It because you don't understand it?
You know, there's no hatred, Dana. What it is I believe for a society to be intact, there has to be a common language. Anthropology teaches us this. History teaches us this. And now I'm coming home to my baby infant, and what's it doing? It stands there with Spanish pouring out of it.
When you hire your workers to work for you, do you request that they are bilingual?
Well, it's impossible. You couldn't get guys to work for you that if I said you got to speak English, we'd never get anybody to work here, and I'd have to hire an American, and every steak, you might as well wrap it in gold.
I heard you say that, but what I was wondering is why, as a business owner, why do you not have the right to request that they be bilingual? Because when you look through the classified tiers...
If I hire a bilingual worker, I have to pay him more than the guy that doesn't. That means my steaks come wrapped in mink.
But isn't it worth peace of mind to you and the patrons who you...
I suppose, but I don't know what kind of customer I'm going to get when I've got, you know...
Very rich customers. If Sonia Braga is sitting at your place, she's got money.
Don't you have wealthy people?
Look, I have movie stars. I've got personalities and everything. And here's a news flash for Dana and you, Phil. Some of the cheapest, and excuse me for the, I'll spell it, some of the cheapest bastards in the world are movie stars. Cheap doesn't even begin. You know who used to come in here back when she was still alive?
Who?
Lucille Ball. She'd squeeze a nickel until the buffalo screamed for mercy.
So enough. Jesus, Lucille Ball.
You better believe it. Cheap? Holy crap.
Well, listen, Dana, thank you very much. Very sensible, and I liked your call a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 1-800-449-8686. Let's not talk about Lucille Ball. I have a lot of fans of hers.
No, I love Lucille Ball. But you talk about cheap. Jesus, and the Mexicans look at me and go, what's up with her? She get in her car, gone, not a nickel for a tip. Not a, you know, a toothpick, nothing. So what do you want me to do? You want me to bring out, you guys kill me. You want me to bring out a mink-wrapped steak for Lucille Ball?
No, I don't.
Well, that's what I've got to do if I'm hiring bilingual guys.
All right, 1-800-44 a mink-wrapped steak. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, sweet God, do I got a rock.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You got to understand something, Phil. I've got nothing against Spanish-speaking people, okay? I work around. I'm Ted Bell, all right? I have a steakhouse. I have a restaurant business. I've got a lot of Spanish-speaking people, all right? But why do you want me to come home in a Zorro cape? Why do you want me to come home?
I don't want you coming home in a Zorro cape, man. Who says that you got to change the way you look? All we're saying is there something so terrible?
When it's every night, yes. Every night, when it's noches, when it's... What are we going to hear it at home for? Ah. The lady that I just talked to, she wants me to, you know... know, get out the lasso and start doing that deal they do in the Rose Parade.
I don't think so, man.
You know, I heard you laugh before the break. See, because you think it's so absurd, you're laughing. I'm the one who's got the infant daughter. I'm the one that needs to worry about her and her well-being. And whether it grows up to speak Spanish or whether it grows up and there's the good words coming out.
What if good words?
Well, you know what I mean.
Let me go over to another caller here. 1-800-449-8686. Edwin, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, I got a daughter. She's 2 years old. She's 2 years old also, and I understand how he feels.
And when they're two, you know, they don't shut up, do they?
No, they don't. But you got to understand, the words that she's telling you are words that I think also that you got to remember. There's Dora. There's Dora on TV. Double bilingual, kind of a cartoon where they're teaching you agua. They're teaching you both of the languages. And, you know,
right,
you say you kill for your daughter.
Of course, wouldn't you kill for your daughter?
But you can tolerate it at work, but you can't tolerate it when you see your precious little two-year-old daughter.
I love my daughter.
That's what I can't understand.
All I'm trying to say is, isn't a man at the end of a hard day of work, isn't that man who has just worked so hard, doesn't he get something? You know,
yes.
All I'm asking for is the English language. I'm not even... It used to be a guy could walk through the door, dinner would be ready. Now, those days are over, I understand that. Used to be, Edwin, when you and I came home from work, our wives would be there with a pipe, a paper, and our slippers. That doesn't happen, I understand that. Now all I want is the English language.
Well, that's...
Oh, come on.
That's not even... You know, okay. Well, when you got people like you charging $500 for a steak...
No, and, I would charge $500 if I had to hire a bilingual guy. That's what I hire guys that only speak Spanish. They charge less. That way, I can get you a Ted. I'll get you a Ted and a New York strip sirloin, $55 out the door.
$55? Woohoo!
Oh, what are you telling me? That's too much?
That ain't.
Look at Phil. This isn't the Chart House. Do you understand? I'm not doing Sizzler. It's Ted's of Beverly Hills, so it's a quality cut of meat.
My thing is this, Ted. If you love your daughter so much, it shouldn't matter because you're already a grown man and you're already past that stage. You should only wonder and worry about your daughter
How
she feels for you.
And
when
someday,
you
when I'm an old man and I'm in the old folks' home, and they say, "Oh, well, Mr. Bell, your daughter's here to see you," and in walks somebody speaking Spanish, and I sit there already with Alzheimer's, so already I don't know what's going on. Now her and her husband, most likely, he's speaking it too, and all four of their kids, and I die from shock because I think I'm in Mexico. I mean, you know.
Oh, be serious.
Hey, no, I'm
Ted. Ted, you already are in Mexico. You live in California. Remember.
No. The American flag flies over this territory, my friend. The American flag.
Yeah, but who runs your... You know what? If your people that worked for you knew that you were talking about them the way they're talking about you, I would have walked out on you a long time ago, and I'm a Puerto Rican.
Hey, wait a
minute. You're killing
these guys.
You are a shame for American people.
Are you kidding me? I'm here trying to keep the American flag flying proudly over Ted's of Beverly Hills. You know that, Phil? I raise the flag over my restaurant every morning, and every night I take it down. Some nights I forget. Some nights it's up all night, in the dark and in the rain, and I feel bad about that. But I'm losing my concentration because Kathy Lee Gifford's on TV right now. What a piece of...
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, when the truth just isn't enough. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
Buy a sombrero, huh?
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
I don't, man.
You do.
No, I don't.
Well, I believe you do.
It's your commercial. Do you want to do the commercial message?
Yeah, come down to Ted's of Beverly Hills for a great steak tonight. If you get off work or after you're out dancing with...
Here at Ted's.
Slut.
Well, you really are mad, man. You just butchered your commercial.
It's interesting to me, Phil, how the media twists things. I've been on your program for almost an hour, and you have twisted everything I've said into I'm an idiot. And
you're the guy that keeps going down the road that because all you want is your daughter to speak English, that suddenly we want you to wear a Zorro costume. We want you to be in a mariachi costume. We want you to do lassoing with a rope. We want you to put Spanish pavers in the house, toss your sombrero onto the table, grab yourself a tortilla, and sit down to a big bowl of stew, like right out of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Is that it?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. And look just like that hook nose guy, you know, the guy who's, you know, who's the guy that played that music box? That's Spick.
Boy, what? You are a racist, man.
No, I'm joking.
Yeah, Ted Bell, go eat at his freaking restaurant. It's pretty good, but it's expensive.
Thanks.